Grant that we, being thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. In the first part of Christmastide, we have been focusing on the divinity of our Lord. And in these latter few parts of the Christmas season, we will begin to be focusing on the exaltation of his human nature. It is through this that we become the adopted sons and daughters of Almighty God. And it is not because of anything that we personally do that we become the adopted sons and daughters of Almighty God, but only by the grace of God that we become this. It is, if you will, this adoption is the Christmas gift, if you will, to mankind. It is also one of the divine mysteries that we will never completely understand. However, we are again shown the immense love of God that he has for lost mankind. For our Lord brought us back into direct communion with the Father, that St. Paul uses that term Abba, which is loosely translated, if you will, Daddy. Kind of an interesting term. However, this adoption is not free. There is a condition to it. It is not unconditional. It does require acceptance on our part. There is something we must do to become the adopted sons and daughters of Almighty God. We must, if you will, build our spiritual lives on the model of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, God knows that we will never achieve perfection on earth. No, that's not going to happen. The church, of course, gives us a model and path that we must follow. And of course, the world, as we see, wants us always to change that model, to adapt it to modern times, to make it palatable to people today, to make it all lightness and air, to make it not so difficult to follow. That's always the way it's been. It's always the way it's been throughout Christian history. But the path to following our Lord Jesus Christ is always difficult and hard work. To accept Jesus Christ as your Savior is not going to make your life easy. Nope, sorry, not going to happen. And the first step is baptism. That's just step one. And many of them will tell you that that's the first step and that's the only step you got to take. Well, once you're baptized, everything's going to be easy. That's all you got to do. Just accept Jesus Christ into your life and everything will be happy. You'll get all sorts of material rewards. Everything in life will be after. Just accept Jesus Christ and get baptized and all these things will happen to you and you won't have to do anything else. Well, guess what? As you know, some salesmen will sell you things. Yeah, well, that's not true either. Needless to say, it ain't true. Once you accept Jesus Christ into your life, some things get a little more difficult, not easy. And once you accept Jesus Christ into your life, that's the first step, is not so easy. Satan and the world will tell you that because they want you just to stop there and be a stunted Christian, if you will. That's a lie. I hate to tell you that. The deception of ease is one that tells you you've attained your goal when you're still a long ways away. That keeps you as a, what St. Paul would call a baby Christian. One that's at the milk stage has never gotten to the meat. You've got a long ways to go. Many Christians believe that God will do everything for them and they have to sit back again and there's nothing else to do. Well, that's not true. It's a fallacy. If you were given the adoption with God doing everything on your part, wouldn't you be sort of a spoiled brat? Would you really appreciate what God had given you? Not particularly. You'd kind of be just that, wouldn't you? No, that's not the way it is. The path to becoming a Christian, a full saint, if you will, is a tough path. Just read the lives of the saints if you want to see what becoming a saint is really like. Wasn't such a pleasant one. Most of them in the early years did not have a pleasant life. And you'll see that if you read some of the stories. The path to becoming a Christian, a full saint, is not an easy one. Jesus didn't promise us a rose garden, if you will. But I assure you that Jesus is with you every step of the way. He has walked that path that we have to follow and will be with you every step of the way. The path to full sainthood is perilous because there is Satan and there is the world that will try to trap you and make you fall off the path. And it is when you feel the lowest, that you feel that God may have abandoned you, that you may feel like you want to give up. But rest assured that Jesus is with you at that time. He has not left you. God has not abandoned you. The grace of God is growing in you at that time. And all of us will have a tendency to feel that at one point or another. It always happens within the Christian life. There's always that time when that may happen. But never give up. Continue on in your path to in the Christian life. God is always there with you. He has never will abandon you. But that is another temptation you have to be aware of, that will happen along on your path to growing in your spiritual journey. There's always that fear of abandonment, but never worry about that. God will be with you, even in that time. There's also the fact that we need our daily renewal of the Holy Spirit. That has to be there as well. But there's another temptation that could fall with that as well, which there's some people that tend to have what we would call a Holy Spirit addiction. I'm not going to get off on Pentecostals in this one, but there are those that tend to get a bit carried away with the Holy Spirit addiction and tend to get so attached to it that they have an emotional attachment to that and tend to go off in the wrong direction there and tend to become rather carried away with it. They tend to get caught in the abandonment trap, which I just talked about, when the emotional attachment tends to go away and they think God abandoned them when they don't get their emotional fix. You've got to be careful with that one too. The Holy Spirit does work in us. He works deliberately, and sometimes he works quietly. Are we going to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit today? Well, guess what? Yes. The Holy Spirit will work among us in the presence of the real presence of Jesus Christ on the altar. There is an inspiration of the Holy Spirit to create the Christian form of worship known as the Mass or the Holy Eucharist. And he will be at work today when the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ appears on the altar. And guess what? It will be quiet and it will be deliberate. So the Holy Spirit can work in many different ways. If the Holy Spirit is not present with us today, then our worship would be pretty much in vain. So yes, I believe the Holy Spirit is with us with our worship today. So yes, we need the renewal of Christ's body and blood to strengthen us on our path of becoming more saint-like. But it leads us to another problem that Catholic Christians can fall into. Some Catholic Christians seem to think that the Mass is all they need. Well, that's wrong too. We also need a prayer life to go with the Mass. You must have that as part of your component. You must need a short prayer period and each day, as well as a self-examination of your own life to see where you have fallen short of the mark. Yes, there's another package that goes along with that. We need to take time to do that. Sometimes we neglect that. Now, am I standing here saying that I'm perfect and I don't do all those things? Well, no. Guess what? Priests fall short of that mark too. We all fall short of that mark. We don't do everything we're supposed to do. So I'm not standing here on high saying, I'm perfect either. Guess what? We're all guilty of the same thing. We all tend not to want to look at ourselves in the mirror and say we've all fallen short of the mark. something we all don't do. We're all tempted to neglect the prayer life and sometimes neglect the self-examination because we don't like looking at that. It's all part of the human condition. But it's something we have to resist and try to do continually to keep our spiritual lives in order. It's a struggle that each of us are engaged in. And it's something the world and Satan are going to push us against to do. The last thing Satan wants is a bunch of committed Christians running around. He doesn't like that. It's the last thing he wants. And it's a struggle we have to constantly engage in. And again, if you look at the lives of the saints, you're going to see it's also the struggles and the same temptations that they had to engage against too, if not to a greater degree than we have to. So you see, the further along the path you are, the greater the temptation becomes. And it's hard to not to succumb to it. So we must see and face up to the things that we have to fight against. And we're going to struggle. We're going to fall sometimes. But we have to get back on our feet, fight against it, ask for forgiveness, and strive again to move forward. It's a process, my friends. It's not a straight line all the way to heaven. It's ups and downs and bouncing along and getting there. But God knows we fail. Jesus is there to help pick us up and get us on that path. It's not pretty. It's not easy. It's not a quick fix. It's just plain and simple hard work. But don't be discouraged. Know that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is there with us every step of the way. And know that God Almighty wants us to succeed. It is the world and it is Satan that is fighting against us. The way is not impossible. It's just a little bit difficult. It is when we do our best to stay on the path, even though we fall off from time to time, that we are able to come close to God Himself and know that in our hearts that we are His adopted sons and daughters. It is when that we work on our spiritual lives that we feel His love surrounding us and lifting us out of this earthly mire of our temporal lives. Yes, my Christian friends, when we work on the daily renewing of the Holy Spirit is when we can say with St. Paul, Abba, Father. May we have the courage to follow on the path to perfection and do the will of Almighty God that He has given each and every one of us to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.